Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell.
All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this week is going to be a little bit different. It is going to cover the Black-Eyed Kids urban legend.
The one that you mentioned a couple of podcasts ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So let's get into the story of these little black-eyed freaks.
Oh, God.
I'm going to kind of give you all a little background on them. And then after the background, I have a few different supposedly real stories that happened that'll kind of give you a better idea of why these kids are so freaky.
Okay.
All right.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So if a black-eyed kid approaches you at your home or while you're in your vehicle, you should absolutely let them in. No, don't. I'm just joking. Okay. Do not let them in.
That would be so hard for me to do.
If you let them in, you may or may not make it out unharmed or alive.
Oh, God.
So black-eyed kids are B-E-K for the cool kids. Are paranormal entities that look like children or teenagers. Yeah. And the kids usually look to be between the ages of 6 and 16.
Oh,
and
wow.
These kids are completely normal looking until you get closer to them or they get closer to you.
Oh, God.
Their skin is very pale and their eyes are creepy. Their eyes are solid black and soulless.
Oh, my God. I hope Sarah's not listening to this one.
Oh, God, I know. And Alice, if Sarah is listening to
this. Don't scare her.
Please don't scare mommy this time.
You don't want to get a karate kick.
Oh, my God. That's so great. So my sister is very jumpy. I don't know why. She's just
in her nature.
She's just in her nature. And her kids know this. They're both very young, but they like to scare the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Just randomly when they know she's not paying attention. So
maybe that's why she's jumpy.
That might be why she's jumpy. So Sunday night, I get a text from her and she's like, I was listening to your podcast and it was the Delphine one. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I heard ghost story. And so I turned it off. I couldn't do it because my husband was at work. But I decided as I was brushing my teeth and everything that I'm going to be brave and I'm going to listen to this. She's going to be brave. So she's listening to it. And her daughter comes sneaking in the bathroom and screams, Mommy!
Oh, God.
And Sarah almost turned around. Well, Sarah did turn around and almost kicked her. Thank God she didn't kick her. But she's like, the motion, I was going to do it to protect myself.
Yeah, karate chop.
And then she could hear her son and daughter giggling throughout the house.
Oh, great.
It's like they did it on purpose.
Oh, great. That was funny.
Oh, man, I could not stop laughing. Black-eyed kids appear in either normal or a bit old-fashioned clothes and are said to speak in a tone too mature for their age.
Oh, gross.
And most encounters with these kids occurs at night.
Of course.
Yeah. Creepy things don't happen during the day.
Uh-uh.
Only when you can't see.
Of course. And when you're alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know. They prey on you.
And your coat rack has been in the corner for 3 years, but you all of a sudden look at it in the dark and you're like, who's standing there?
Person! They generally appear lost and vulnerable in front of your home or vehicle. Mm. The kids have been seen while they are hitchhiking along the road or in parking lots, or they appear at a person's front door. Mm-mm. When they speak to you, they make demands to be let in. People that have encounters with BEKs describe feeling a strange, overwhelming fear even before noticing the kids' creepy-ass eyes.
Oh, my God. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, man. I know. Like,
what are they like?
Let me in.
I need to call my mom. Let me in. You have to let me in. You have to let me in.
No, don't.
I can't come in if you don't
let me in. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Go away. Go away.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Creepy.
I'm going to get with Alice.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get Alice to do this.
No, you're not. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Okay.
Your sister would have a stroke.
She would. I would be disowned. I would no longer be their ninny.
Nope. Mm-mm.
The kids allegedly use some low-level hypnotism to get people to do what they wish. And people often report unconsciously letting them into their property.
Oh, my Lanta.
Right before noticing their eyes. And then they come back to their senses and flee, if they are in a vehicle or close the door on the kids if the kid appears at their home.
Is it too late then?
As long as they haven't told them that they can come in, it's not too late.
So they can let them in, but they...
But if you let them in, they're in.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, you actually have to, like, open the door for them or whatever and, like, slam
so
it.
So even
like,
if you run, you're screwed?
Yeah.
No.
They'll follow you.
No.
No, they probably won't follow you, but they will keep knocking on your door or your window or whatever to try to be let in the house. In a later episode, I'll do it. They have actually put the black-eyed kids and Men in Black together.
What?
Yeah. Like, the Men in Black used to do, like, the alien stuff.
Yes.
Well, a few of the black-eyed kids' stories say of seeing a black vehicle down the road from their homes when the kids come with two men inside that are dressed in all black with black sunglasses.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So I'm like, are those the parents?
It might be the parents.
I don't know.
Maybe they're aliens.
Maybe so. These kids have supposedly been reported since the 1980s. However, the first official posting or report of them was in 1996 in Texas. So it's close.
Texas?
Texas.
Oh, no, no.
By reporter Brian Bethel. And Brian is a reputable reporter, so the fact that he documented his encounter gave the legend more sustenance.
Mm.
And I'm going to recount a few encounters of BEKs to give you an idea of what people experience and why these kids are so damn creepy. I'm going to start with Brian's encounter.
Okay, here we go. Brian's encounter.
On a spring or summer evening in 1996, Brian drove to his internet service provider to pay his bill with a check. Him writing a check has absolutely nothing to do with this story, but I just thought it was crazy that just a few decades ago, people were still writing checks. And he had to drop his payment off in person.
Yeah.
So
Maddie didn't even know what a check was.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Some of the She's younger 21. People we've hired at work had no idea how to write a check or to sign their name in cursive.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So Brian headed to the provider's office in Abilene, Texas to pay his bill. He was filling out his check in his car before he got out to drop off the payment.
Okay.
It was night, so the area was only dimly lit by lights from the neighboring theater. While he's in his car minding his own business, he gets a knock on his window. I'm sure this scared the shit out of him.
Yeah, sure it did.
He looks up and sees two boys at the window, aged about 9 and 12. Brian's description of the two kids that approached him differs from the standard BEK description. He noted the older boy had olive-colored skin and curly red hair.
Huh.
The younger boy also had red hair, but he was very pale-skinned and had freckles.
Okay.
And they both wore hooded pullovers.
Okay.
The older boy spoke, telling Brian that the two of them had come to watch Mortal Kombat at the movie theater, but they forgot their money at their mother's house. He then asked if he could get a ride to their mother's house to fetch their money and get back to the theater. While Brian is listening to the kids, he started to feel extremely fearful and the need to escape.
Mm-hmm.
The older boy then tried to convince Brian to give them a ride by assuring him it wouldn't take long. They are just two little kids. They don't have a gun or anything.
What?
Yeah, right there. No gun. Hell yeah. Please jump in. No problem. Come on.
I don't have a gun.
Yeah. Here's a PSA for all the BEKs out there. Trying to get a ride mentioning that you do not have a gun will not make the person you are begging for a ride all feel warm and fuzzy.
Hop on in.
All right. I believe you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Brian said he felt entranced by the kids, and without his awareness, he was reaching to open his car door for the kids. He broke eye contact with the older boy as he was reaching and realized the kid had solid black eyes.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. He described the eyes as the sort of eyes one sees these days on aliens or bargain basement vampires on late night television.
I've seen those.
That's Brian's bargain basement vampires.
Oh, I like that.
Soulless orbs like two great swaths of a starless night.
Oh, my gosh.
As the older boy noticed that Brian was beginning to waver, he pressed Brian to just let them in. We can't come in unless you invite us. You have to let us in. After this, Brian was scared shitless, and he tried to act as normal as possible. He said he muttered a few excuses, put the car in gear, and hauled butt away from those kids.
Okay.
He checked his rearview mirror to see what the kids were doing, and to his surprise, they had vanished within seconds.
Oh, my God.
After Brian went public with this encounter, other people began coming forward with their experiences with black-eyed kids.
Mm-mm.
Sightings of BEKs since then have been recorded across the United States, and other countries have had their share of sightings as well. Mm-mm. The most recent report of black-eyed kids is coming from England. And you know what this means? Mm-mm. It means that I need to get in my Anne Boleyn dress and we need to go research the sightings in person.
I'm in. Okay. Great. I'm in.
Great.
Oh, God.
The internet has made growing new legends relatively easy with sites like Creepypasta and the subreddit No Sleep.
Okay.
Both sites are full of stories about black-eyed kids that may or may not be true. Mm-hmm. However, Brian's story predates these websites. It wasn't until his story became more widely known that people began to come forward with their own black-eyed kids encounters. Brian's encounter occurred in Texas, but there are stories from other countries that happened way earlier than 1996. Mm. There are two much older stories that occurred in other countries dating back to 1974 and 1950.
What the hell?
Yeah. So that's creepy, right?
Though, yes.
So I'm going to give you a few more stories or meetings to show okay. you how unsettling these kids are. And I'm going to read these from the first person because that's how most of them were recorded online.
Okay.
All right. So the first ever encounter that supposedly has been recorded was 1950 in Virginia, United States.
Okay.
This person that it happened to was a 16-year-old boy known only as Harold.
Okay.
According to the story, which was researched and investigated by David Weatherly, the teenager was walking home one afternoon when he came across another boy leaning against a fence, as if waiting for someone. Harold attempted to speak to him, but received no response. He was about to walk off and go on his journey when the strange boy suddenly stated to Harold, "I want to go to your house. You're going to walk me up to your house."
Ugh.
It was then that Harold noticed the blackness of the boy's eyes. There was no white, just solid black. Then something even stranger and more chilling happened. Harold had begun to contemplate turning and running home as fast as he could when the boy blurted out, "Now don't you run away from me. You're going to walk me to your house."
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I got goosebumps.
I'm getting goosebumps too. Oh my God.
Harold turned and ran away anyway, faster than his legs had ever carried him before. He later recalled to his parents that as he did so, he heard a scream behind him, a scream that sounded very similar to that of a bobcat.
Oh my God. Look, goosebumps again. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, his parents believed their son's account, so much so that his father was said to have grabbed his gun and immediately gone out looking for the menacing boy, who had demanded his son take him to their family home. His mother apparently thought her son had an encounter with the devil himself and stated that she would take him to the local priest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So here's the next encounter, 1974.
You know what I think about with the black-eyed kids? What comes to mind?
What?
A shark.
Yes.
That soulless black eye.
Yeah, like they almost look fake and just like marbles. Yeah. Staring at
like
you.
Like a Jaws shark.
Yes.
A great white.
I've been watching a lot of Shark Week shows the last few weeks.
And I mean, some of them have pretty eyes. And they some of them have, you know, like cat eyes almost like. But the great whites.
Yeah. Have those black eyes. And
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's just where my mind goes when you say black eyed.
That makes it easier to picture. All right. So now we're going to go to 1974 in France.
Okay.
According to David Weatherly's investigations, a strange encounter involving black-eyed children occurred in the small village of Aisne, France. It's A-I-S-N-E, France.
Okay.
The case was originally investigated by Joel Mesnard and Jean-Marie Bigorm, and involved two men named only as Alan and Patrick. While leisurely driving around the small village, the two men stopped their car in front of a house while attempting to do a turn in the road. As they glanced into the property's courtyard, they saw five mysterious figures who appeared to be looking at them.
Oh.
The figures were around 1.5 meters or 4 feet tall and were all dressed in the same long garments. Mm-hmm. Their hair was long, seemingly right down to their waist. And the strangest thing by far, however, was their solid black eyes.
Nope.
The figure closest to the men's car gestured for them to come into the courtyard. Unnerved and frightened, the men sped away from the scene. It is claimed that they returned later with more people, but there was no sign of the strange figures they'd seen earlier that day.
Hmm.
When investigators spoke to people in the area, one neighbor stated that he had also seen the strange figures. He believed they were children and had seen them playing in the road.
Oh my gosh.
So I thought I said, don't let them in.
Mm-hmm,
they never
did.
Listen to me. They don't listen.
Oh no, Brandy.
I know.
Somebody let them in.
They did.
Well, I guess somebody had to, so we'd know not to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In January of 2016, a report appeared on the internet.
Ugh.
And it was said to have come from an unnamed woman who had not only encountered black-eyed children, but made the mistake of allowing them into her home.
Oh God.
I said, don't let them in. According to the report, it was a decision that she believed would have lasting implications. The woman claimed to live in Vermont and told of how in the middle of a blizzard one evening around a year earlier, a loud knocking sounded at the front door of the house she shared with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that someone had been in a motor accident due to the weather, the woman went to answer the door. A quick look out the window revealed footprints in the snow leading to the house, mm-hmm. but there was no sign of a vehicle on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a little unnerved, she woke her husband. As the banging on the door continued, he went to answer it.
Mm.
Two children were standing on the doorstep, a boy and a girl looking to be around 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The woman recalled that they were not dressed for the cold conditions outside and that she felt instantly unnerved by their presence. Despite her probable better judgment, she invited the two children inside.
Mm.
As she ushered the two children into the living room, she noticed how her cats appeared to be afraid of the visitors, with one in particular hissing at them as they passed.
Yep.
She offered to make the pair a cup of cocoa to warm them up and recalled that whatever she asked them, their reply was always the same. Our parents will be here soon.
Oh my God.
She came into the room with the two cups of cocoa and they looked up at her to take the drinks. And she noticed with horror that where their eyes should have been were two jet black balls like giant pupils.
Mm-mm.
As she stared at them, they both suddenly asked if they could use the bathroom. She tried to remain calm and directed them to it. A moment later, her husband's nose began to bleed, and then the power suddenly went out.
Oh, dear.
As the woman attempted to make her way to get her husband a tissue, she noticed both children standing at the end of the hall, motionless and staring at her.
Oh, hell no.
Then suddenly, the silence was broken. Our parents are here.
Oh.
Even stranger, as she went to close the door, she saw the children getting into a black car as two tall men, both dressed in suits, stood next to it. They, too, entered the vehicle and drove away.
Oh, my God.
In the months following, the woman's husband was diagnosed with an aggressive form of skin cancer, and although she didn't go into specifics, stated that she also suddenly began to suffer from regular nosebleeds and described herself as being in the worst condition of her life.
Oh.
She is convinced that both her and her husband's ill health is connected to that snowy night when they allowed the two black-eyed children into their home.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So they didn't die.
They didn't die, but the husband nearly did because he had really bad skin cancer. And then the wife was just like disabled due to her sickness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like they really affect your health, I guess. All right. Let's hit a little closer to home.
What?
Got Louisiana.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Little spicy black-eyed peas.
Heck yeah. Little coon-ass ones. A strange tale of a black-eyed children encounter was broadcast on Darkness Radio in September of 2015.
Mm.
It was said to have taken place in a gas station in northeast Louisiana.
That checks.
Yep. Seems about right. I bet they let them in, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Come in, Shaq. Come in.
Come on in. Get you some coffee milk.
Coffee milk.
Put your little black eyes.
Oh, my mom and papa used to fix me coffee milk when I stayed at their house. I felt like such a grown up.
I know, right? Sitting with the adults.
Yes.
As they smoked at the table. Trying to enjoy your coffee milk.
The encounter took place in November of 2012.
Okay.
The gas station was a lonely building just off the highway and was the only service station for miles around. It was around 3 a.m. and the attendant was going about his normal duties when the power suddenly went out, plunging him into darkness. Using his phone as a makeshift torch, the attendant made his way back to the backup gas generator and switched it on.
Mm-hmm.
The backup lighting came on, but only the parking lot and the hall to the register was lit. The rest of the gas station remained enveloped in darkness.
No.
The area. Yeah, I know. Creepy, right? Just leave. Go get in your car and leave.
Especially like an isolated gas station. That's the worst.
Yeah, you're by yourself. Like, No, I can't even have a customer in here with me.
Right.
The area had experienced heavy winds that evening, so the attendant wasn't terribly uneasy, figuring that the bad weather was probably to blame for the power outage. Mm-hmm. That was until he saw something moving at the edge of the darkness.
Oh, my God.
He watched intently for several moments, eventually making out what looked to be three children riding bikes. Almost as soon as he saw them, two leaped from their bikes and made their way over to the gas station. They stopped at the doorway and stood staring at the attendant. Now a little unsettled, but still not overly concerned, he made his way to the door and opened it.
Oh, no.
Asking the two children if they were okay and stating it was late for such young kids to be roaming around near the highway.
That's true.
It's 3 a.m. Why are you not home? One of them, a young girl, asked if she could use his phone. As he handed her his mobile phone, her eyes met his and the attendant saw that they were solid black orbs. Mm-mm. No, the girl snapped. I need the real one.
What?
Motioning to use the landline phone in the gas station itself. At this point, fear finally took over the attendant.
Yep.
He pushed the door shut and locked it in one move, shouting as he did so that the girl should go home. Get out of here.
Go back to where you came from.
I don't want you.
Get your tricycle and go.
The children stared at the attendant through the window for a moment longer before turning around, getting on their bikes, and riding off into the darkness. The following morning, the attendant told his boss of the ordeal and requested that he go through the security cameras. However, they had been off due to the power outage.
Of course.
There's never a video.
Never.
It is not known if the power going out was connected to the alleged black-eyed children's arrival or if it was just a bizarre coincidence.
Oh, creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a creepy one. That would...
I wouldn't like that.
That's an SIP moment.
SIP.
Shitting in pants. It's a sip moment.
A sip. It's real sip.
Sip. Sip.
Sip. Oh, sip.
It's
a sip moment. Let's go to Josh's story.
Okay.
I noticed my neighbor hadn't put out all his Halloween decorations. I've lived next to him for 2 years, and he always went all out for Halloween. I don't know him well. He's younger, single, but I know he likes kids, not in a creepy way.
Okay, good. Yeah. Glad you covered that.
Yeah, not in a creepy way. It's his brother and sister-in-law and their kids are always visiting him, and he plays with his three young nieces and nephews out in the yard.
Okay.
I got home from work and was walking up my driveway, and I saw him outside, said something like, hey, man, you better get your Halloween stuff up or that house up the street is going to beat you for best decorations.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of smiles sheepishly and says that he's actually going to keep his house dark this year and just put candy out. I asked if he was going out of town, but he said no, something happened last year that really scared him.
Oh.
Now, I was concerned for my own safety if some weirdos were coming around our neighborhood, which was a pretty safe neighborhood with tons of young families living there. So I asked him what happened. He said last year he had his brother's family over so they could trick-or-treat in the neighborhood since they live in an apartment complex that doesn't do much for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bunch of kids come to the door like always. His family took off around 10:30 p.m. and there were only a few older trick-or-treaters, but by 11:30 p.m. they were pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
So he was inside watching TV and the doorbell rings. He grabs the candy bowl and heads over, noticing that it's a little past midnight, and that's pretty rude for trick-or-treaters to still be out. But then he notices, like it's midnight. Even if you are 16 years old, you really shouldn't be going around to people's doors.
Yeah, I think they cut it off now at like 9.
Yeah, I think so. So noticing that it's a little past midnight, and that's pretty rude for trick-or-treaters to still be out, but then notices he hasn't turned off all his decorations yet, so his house is still a beacon.
Mm-hmm.
He swings open the door and is about to yell boo or something to freak them out, but stops dead when he sees the kids at the door.
Mm-hmm.
He said one was probably around 13 to 14 and the other around 16 to 17, both boys. They weren't dressed up, but he remembers the older one was wearing a flannel checkered shirt. He was immediately overcome with uneasiness, like opening the door was a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They just stared at him, and he noticed they had really big irises and dilated pupils.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't even see the whites of their eyes.
Oh, my God.
So he figured they were contact lenses.
Well, yeah.
That's, I mean.
They make those.
Yeah. was frozen there holding the candy bowl like he couldn't slam the door in their face as much as he wanted to. Mm-hmm. So he nervously tried to smile at them, hoping they would break character and ask for candy or something.
Awkward moment.
Yeah. Come on. How long are you going to let this silence stretch out? Yeah. The younger one said they had gotten lost and needed to come in and use his phone. That was when he closed the door more than halfway on them and said, "No, sorry." The older one said something like, "Can we just wait in your house until our parents come to get us?" But by then, he was convinced that his life was in danger and these kids must be high or something.
That's crazy.
Or maybe they intended to rob him. And he just kept mumbling, "No, sorry, good night," as he inched the door closed and locked it. Mm-hmm. He told me he was so scared at that point that they were going to break in through one of the windows or something. But he looked through the peephole and they had turned to leave. He watched TV with the volume really low so he could hear any sounds at all. And he said he stayed up till like 5 a.m. because he was too scared to go to bed and drop the cord.
I guess so.
The whole time he's telling me this, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is so familiar. Just like the Black Eyed Kids urban legend. Then I thought, hey, maybe this dude is trying to scare me because after all, he does have the Halloween spirit. So I'm looking at him incredulously, but trying not to seem too gullible. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, that's really crazy. Sounds like the Black Eyed Kids. He just looks at me blankly. The what? Is that a movie or something? And I said, no, but told him to go look it up online. Like an hour later, I get a knock on my door and admittedly almost jump out of my skin thinking it's a demon child.
Oh my God.
However, it was my neighbor and his eyes were freaking huge.
But were they black?
They were not.
Okay, thank God.
He's not a black-eyed adult.
Okay.
He swears to me up and down that he had never heard of BEKs before, and it's so similar to what happened to him. So we talked a while longer, and I told him that quite a few people probably know about that urban legend, and it's possible it was just teenagers with black contacts trying to freak people out on Halloween, which would be genius, by the way.
Could be.
Yeah. But he said the fear he felt was so primal and came over him the second he opened the door for them.
This is your neighbor?
No, not my neighbor. This is Josh's neighbor.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. If this was my neighbor, I'd move.
Okay. I was like, what? You never told me this happened to you?
No. This is Josh. I just spoke it in the first person.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. And I'm the only one down our road that decorates for Halloween.
But don't you have a neighbor named Josh? No, maybe not.
No, we have a friend named Josh.
Okay. Oh, my God. This whole time I'm thinking this happened, I was like, bitch, holding back on me.
No, I definitely would have called you.
You got the black-eyed peas next door, and Kelly, you don't tell me nothing?
I got some black-eyed bitches out here. I'm scared. Come home, Kelly.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, and this is the final one I'll go through. In September 2014, tabloid newspaper The Daily Star ran several full front page stories of a black-eyed girl who was terrorizing the area of Cannock Chase in Staffordshire, England. Mm-hmm. Lee Brickley, a paranormal investigator, examined the case. He claimed that a local woman had suddenly heard a terrifying scream, which she believed to be a child in danger. Ugh. She ran in search of the child, and after initially not seeing anyone, she noticed that a girl dressed in white stood behind her. She stated that the young girl had her hands over her eyes as if she was waiting for a birthday cake and was silent.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah. The woman, who also had her young daughter with her, asked the strange girl if she was okay, which seemed to prompt her to take her hands from her face and open her eyes. That's when I saw they were completely black. No iris, no white, nothing.
Oh my gosh.
The witness told Brickley, "I jumped back and grabbed my daughter, and when I looked again, the child was gone. It was so strange." Brickley also told the media that his own aunt had witnessed the same girl over 30 years earlier in 1982. He stated that she had heard a young girl calling for help before seeing a girl dressed in white running away from her. Brickley's aunt caught up to her and placed a hand on her shoulder to see if she was okay. When the girl turned around, his aunt could see that her eyes were completely black. The girl then turned and continued to run before disappearing.
Oh my God.
In April 2015, a video taken from a drone flying over the fields of Cannock Chase appeared on YouTube. Mm-hmm. In the background, some believe that the drone unintentionally caught a strange girl dressed in white and matching descriptions of the alleged black-eyed girl of Cannock Chase. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen this video.
Have you?
Really does look like her. Yeah. It took me a minute to see her, but when it was pointed out, I was like, holy shit, that's definitely a little girl in a white dress.
Oh, gross.
Medium Christine Hamlet believes that she managed to capture a photograph of the spooky specter. Mm. She also believes, in part, due to her gift to connect with the other side, that the girl is the spirit of a child who died of diphtheria during the Victorian era.
Oh, my.
Those who do suffer from the disease also suffer from paralysis of the eyes, which makes them appear dark and sunken. Mm. The dark-eyed children are out there waiting. Mm-mm. Be Mm-mm. careful and never open the door to strangers at night. What you let in might never let you go.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So that's my black-eyed kids.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That is freaky.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, you see a kid, you want to open the door to help them.
Yeah.
And then you open the door and it's like, shit. Are you just, nope. Do you just have dark eyes or are you a monster? Are you going to steal my
You're
soul?
A monster. I'm sorry. You got solid black eyes.
If you ask to come in and use my phone, I'm going to say no because I don't have a landline.
I have a landline, but you're not using
it. You still can't use it.
It's going to be a hard pass.
Sorry, no. Mm-mm.
No. And you can't go to my neighbors either. So, sorry.
Yeah, maybe stay out of
stuck in your world.
Yeah, stay out of this area.
So that was terrifying.
Yeah. I love those kind
of
urban
legends. I won't be able to sleep tonight.
I'm going
to
come knock on your door.
You bet on my window.
On your window.
You better not.
I'm a peer in.
Don't you get no contacts.
I'm going to have my sunglasses on so you can't see my eyes.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Oh, goodness.
That was interesting.
Yeah. I like the creepypasta and the no sleep because you're supposed to act like all the stories are real.
Yeah.
So some of them really could be real. It's just, they're interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was a little different this week, but I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yes.
And continue
listening.
I know
I did.
Yeah. And let us know if you'd like more of these.
Yeah.
Because I like me some cryptos and some urban legends.
Yes. Yes. Same.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week for another episode of Bitches Who Are Unwell. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Let me in.
Let us in your heart.
You have to let us in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly
unwell.